anything to do here at the crash site. Closing down this circumstance. It was interesting. Loretta yesterday morning, she's one of the custodians at the school. And she really likes me. I don't know. Anyway, she was talking about the fact that I would miss it. And I said, yes, you're right, I will. I will miss it. Makes me wonder. Oh, that's pollinator. I'm not. I can always get to this place later. I've listened to a couple of recordings of chief information officers. And they talk an awful lot about keeping a candy dish, make themselves available for people to talk to. Larger extent than I'm accustomed to. I can do what I want, I can do what feels right. Now, I'll always consult who has a much more amazing IT department than I do. But I'm also here thinking that as this executive, I need to be out in the community more. thinking of the reveal of the public health council. The maternal and child health council. And involved in that again. I've always had decent excuses for not contributing. Always running around, always someplace else. Things like that. And I don't know if that's really going to change. In that, need to be a part of more groups. And take counsel from others. I'm grateful for that. I do feel that this new job as the chief information officer is part and parcel with our patriarchal. It's taken me a long time, you know, it takes autistics longer and you're relying very much on getting wisdom from others. But also, doing what needs to be done. It's a good thought that some guy from church that he helped and he really tore up his hand, had to get stitches in him, tried to help him with a vehicle. The vehicle was in such a state that he said, you know, it would be much easier just to pay somebody to fix it. I said, but, you know, nobody who does it for money wants to do that, so it was mostly patching things. Tore up his hand doing it. Good man. Why is a good man? Oh. So much better at this stuff than I am. I just feel like I'm a I just push through. Sometimes perseverance doesn't have to pay, but we're gonna give a good shot. There are some things that were suggested by the guys at the Emmertech IT branch, much larger outfit than ours is. Anyway, so hopefully we'll do that. Apparently, there's some switch that Alan Rose controls. That's like, wow, we need to be thoughtful of who's going to control that switch. And yeah, even though it's like I'm going to. In fact, I am actually resigning a day before Alan is. So if there's anybody who's just skittering off, it's me. I don't know why exactly it came to mind. You know, the traditional thing would be to end work on a Friday, but I decided. But for some reason, it got stuck in my head that I needed to do it on a Thursday. And, I'm wondering what that's all about. That came to mind as if by inspiration. Which I've learned to just follow. So, this is something to think about. So the thing that I need to do is I need to get back with that. With get back involved with the county health council. This is a good thing. I've got friends there, certainly mentors. Mentors all, and I need to start giving back more than I have been, and they've all been really nice to me. It's like, well, since I appreciate your kindness, but I need to do better. I need to come to meetings. I need to participate. I need to put whatever gravitas my position allows. Much better at just not being reticent about mixing religious themes, because they're so personal, and this is God is not some mystical thing to me. The Lord is an active participant in my life as much as I give him the ability to shape me in my future. God, and I don't know if that's all I have to really contribute to anything. But says it will certainly be part of the contribution if it's irksome or tiresome to people that I will speak this way and that I will proceed this way. And I'm not, I have grown less reticent to say that I consult with the Lord often on everything. And He takes care of me. Oh, so grateful for that. So, I'm always an interesting choice. And just from this short conversation that me and Max had, I need to I need to listen more. These are gems. They were telling me that the position that they had, that I ultimately filled, had been open for 18 months before I showed up. The interesting part was that I worked in that position for right at 18 months, a little bit more, but you know, 19, 12, it doesn't matter. Anyway, what a an interesting circumstance. I remember I think it was LeGrand Richards, guy, I love how quickly things come to my mind. I think he was talking about Mitt Romney's dad, George Romney, and yes, he had been hired to be the chief executive of AMC, American Motor Company, perhaps. I don't remember all the circumstances. However, the whole point of it was that he had said, my family comes first, my church comes second. If you want third, by golly, you can have it. And that was where it sat. And I think it's important to take a look at that. Lisa knows that I work for God first, and that upsets her sometimes because, you know, Lisa is a person that really demands almost complete loyalty. Well, pretty much complete loyalty. And some of the times when I haven't worked completely in her favor, she's quite upset with me. But I said I'm going to continue. You know, and we had a little face off about it. I don't like having face offs with Lisa. Number one, I love her. Number two, she's a powerful force, and you don't want to challenge that. And I certainly continually need her. She doesn't call it wisdom. Her need her common sense, which I often lack. But I did do things that I thought was best. She was the Relief Society president. She was getting extremely frustrated and unhappy, and it was going into places where it didn't need to go. And I'll be honest, I pretty much engineered her release from that. You know, I wasn't the one that did it, but I was the one that planted the seed and made the thing happen. I don't know how she feels about it. I think she's getting to the point to where she's ready to forgive me for that, and we still don't talk about it much because it's not a good thing to bring up. And my own personal, well, it doesn't matter, except to say that it pretty much came back and said, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I do it for many reasons. But rest assured, one of those reasons is I think it's the best thing for you, for us. Oh, so I don't know what other people will think of this, but that's what I did. And when I go back and I review it myself, I'm not second guessing it, which is also good. I need to continue to push toward not second guessing decisions. I'm getting quite a bit better at it, I think. I'm sure I'm going to get lots and lots of I'm sure I'm going to get lots and lots of experience in having to sit there and go, okay, Nero, don't second guess your decision. Go forward. Oh, mercy. Well, it's starting to get a little lighter out there. I guess it's getting closer to 5 o'clock. And about the time I get up and get about things. I'm thinking I need to get, in this new position I have, I need to get more expansive. So you know what? I may very well. I have enough meetings out here. In Albuquerque, I might just decide to say, well, I'm going to stay the night. I will miss the stars, as Loretta says. She's right. To be able to look up into the heavens and see. And see, I've certainly got the resources just to do it. It's already paid for, it's already here. I might as well just leave it here. Really, it's only 4:55. It's time to get up, probably. necessarily, but take care of some things. So, that's all there is to it. I think I will. I think I'll stay here and keep my place here. So that's it. Talk to you later.